Migration and Welfare Service providers are warning the government against a proposal to delay welfare payments to new arrivals. The groups say the move will make new arrivals second-class citizens. Under the plan, there will no longer be wait times for new migrants to get some. There will be longer wait times for new migrants to get some social security payments, including parental leave. Opponents say that that could also deter skilled migrants. Catherine Gregory reports.
Blaise Itabello is grateful he settled in Australia as a permanent resident 5 years ago. The Congolese man and university graduate originally arrived as a skilled migrant.
My aspirations was really to get to Australia, get a job. I can speak the language. I've got the skills.
While the move was hard, he found it manageable with some assistance from the government.
Then I could access a special benefits payment. Today there won't be anything of such kind.
Blaise Itabello is talking about a federal government proposal to impose new wait times on some welfare payments for newly arrived migrants.
I wouldn't feel comfortable even to make the trip of coming here if I knew that if I won't be eligible to get any support. I think if I have got any other option, I will take the other option because I think the impact will be really huge.
So it would have deterred you from coming
to
Australia?
Yes, absolutely.
The proposed changes to the bill suggest making newly arrived residents wait 3 years instead of the current 2 years before they can get certain payments. That includes New Start, the carer payment, and low-income healthcare cards. Imogen Ebsworth is from Anglicare Australia.
To me, it's nonsensical. We're talking about people that we've welcomed into our community, into our society. They are part of our everyday fabric. They've often been working, of course, when they first came here, and we're basically saying to them, sorry, you're second class. You can't have access to the ordinary support we give to every other person in Australia that's part of our community.
She's particularly concerned new migrants might have to wait 2 years instead of the current no-wait period to get paid parental leave and the family tax benefit.
I think what it creates is a real possibility of women living in poverty while they're pregnant and trying to bring a newborn into the world, and that doesn't sound particularly great in terms of the welfare outcomes.
In a statement, the Minister for Social Services, Dan Tehan, says Australia has always had a residence-based welfare system, and it's reasonable to expect skilled migrants settling in Australia to support themselves. The Department of Social Services makes similar points and says recent Productivity Commission research shows the wait period encourages newly arrived migrants to support themselves. While Labor's spokeswoman for social services, Jenny Macklin, is concerned by the proposed changes, she says she'll finalise a position after a Senate inquiry into the bill is done. The Migration Council Australia spoke at that inquiry's public hearing today. Its CEO is Carla Wilshire.
I think one of the questions we've got to ask ourselves is what impact does this have on the character of our migration program as a whole? How long do we want to make people wait before they become part of our society and we see them as integrated?
Are you also concerned that we're creating a two-tiered system for migrants?
I think that is a concern. We don't want to get into a scenario where we start to stigmatise migrants or see them as a grouping that shouldn't be eligible for all sorts of benefits that our population at large receives.
Carla Wilshire says the government's proposal will deter skilled migrants from coming to Australia. And that, she says, stands in stark contrast to a joint Treasury Home Affairs departmental report which shows migrants deliver a huge economic dividend to Australia.
I think we need to be very careful in terms of public policy initiatives, which might seem appealing in terms of short-term revenue gain, but actually create long-term costs. We slow down that process of settlement and integration. And that process is so important in terms of the aggregate contribution someone's going to make over decades to come.
Carla Wilshire from the Migration Council of Australia, Catherine Gregory, our reporter.